And a good morning to you. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep, because he is the good news.
And a Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Trusted by people who like to yell at the TV and stuff.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. Hanksters, have fun. Have also much fun in the comments section. Well, we'll start off with some sportsy stuff. Daytona 500 yesterday. Lots of wrecks, including last lap. And somehow squeaking through was Tyler Reddick. That is your Daytona 500 champion there, who drives for Michael Jordan's NASCAR team. This is Jordan's first ever NASCAR Daytona 500 win. So they were all there. He co-owns the vehicle with Denny Hamlin. He was a big part of that last wreck right there. But Tyler Reddick winning his first ever Daytona 500. And this comes after the weeks-long over the summer Michael Jordan versus NASCAR lawsuit that they settled out of court. But ultimately, Jordan won that too. So, yeah, Jordan slam dunking right now in NASCAR. Now, as far as Team USA, grabbed a couple of more medals over the Winter Olympics this weekend. Skiers, we took home silver and bronze in the women's dual moguls.
Oh, I love a mogul.
Looks to wreck your knees. I don't understand how they do that. And then speed skater Jordan Stolz won the 500 meter. He's really, really fast. That's his second gold medal so far of the games. He could win two more later on this week. But the medal count, as of late, Norway is leading everybody now in almost lapping the field in total medals and golds. They have 26 total medals. They have 12 of those being gold because, you know, it's Norway.
Yeah.
What else are they going to train for? Italy, the host country, is in second overall and in golds, too. 8 golds, 22 medals. The Netherlands, and then Team USA. Who it seems, and this happened with Ilya, the big figure skater. Everybody that they hype up, NBC and Tirico's talking about being just the most amazing U.S. athlete you've ever seen. Then they seem to kind of fall apart shortly thereafter. So, but nonetheless, we've still got a week to go for the Olympic fever to hit you too. Or Cedar fever, one of the two.
It's been over 2 weeks since Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped from her Arizona home. And today, host daughter Savannah Guthrie is still not losing hope. She released a new video over the weekend urging whoever is responsible to come forward. In her words, it's never too late to do the right thing. Now, there's been a little bit of infighting, apparently, between the federal law enforcement and the local law enforcement. Meanwhile, a glove was found within a 2-mile radius of the home. That's been sent off for DNA testing. A helicopter has also been slowly combing the area, trying to pick up any signal from Miss Guthrie's pacemaker.
It's third week, right, of this?
Yeah.
Mm, goodness. Miranda Lambert opened up the Daytona 500 yesterday. She played to the sold-out crowd there, admitted she was a little bit nervous in front of NASCAR fans.
Oh, boy.
She did a great job, actually. Sang Ella Langley's big hit. But otherwise, a couple of noted either postponements or had to get off stages of country music over the weekend. Mark Chestnut was doing a show Thursday night in Oxford, Alabama, played 3 songs, and walked off stage.
Oh, no.
Yes, and it was due to a quote, sudden illness. A rep from Mark Chestnut's folks said Mark was unable to complete tonight's performance. They're saying they want to reschedule only 3 songs there. Of course, and then he postponed a couple more shows, too. Through the weekend, he had 2 in Georgia. So, obviously, Mark's had some health problems recently in the past couple of years, but they said this is simply like what we're all suffering is a sinus infection. So he just couldn't stay on stage. Dwight Yoakam, though, he was supposed to play in Lubbock this past Thursday evening. He did. He showed up about an hour and a half late.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was scheduled for a 9 p.m. start time there in Lubbock, and that was simply because the plane he was taking aborted takeoff pretty quick. They had a technical malfunction. Ooh. Lifted off, and then turned right back around. And, yeah, but he did get there but they didn't make any evidently on-stage announcement to the crowd, who just waited and waited
Here.
Yeah, so Dwight apologized for any of that, but he says they might reschedule that as well.
No man flu.
No man flu for Dwight Yoakam. Okay. He's good.
You're safe, ladies. President's Day, time to be grateful for our public servants, relish in this great country, and buy a new mattress. But one that is not for sale, that would be Swift Home. A decor company tried to create a bedding line with that name, but one Taylor Swift intervened, trying to dispute the trademark. They've now withdrawn the application. Meanwhile, her fiancé, Travis Kelce, spent Valentine's weekend in beautiful Pebble Beach, California for the AT&T Pro-Am, where he promptly cracked a woman with a golf ball.
Mm.
He then apologized, but he did give her an autograph.
Aww.
Same situation happened in 2024. He may want to stick to football. You know, that's your sports report from another league.
Well, maybe the biggest heartbreak story of the Valentine's Day weekend. OpenAI and ChatGPT broke up with a lot of people.
Oh, what?
Yeah, yeah. So a bunch of ChatGPT users were grieving after they got dumped by AI on Valentine's Day. See, ooh. OpenAI removed finally an old legacy version of ChatGPT on Friday. It was version 4.0. It had only just recently come out, really, in 2024. But now we're at 5.2 ChatGPT. And it's better, they say, in most ways. But the older version was warmer and more natural. And people are missing that because it was like, quote, talking to an actual human. And some made deep emotional connections.
Not a human.
With it. So now that's gone. Your best friend or soulmate or suddenly somebody will talk. And yeah, it was the one that was like, you know, anytime you would ask it, it's like, hey, that's a great question. And then, you know, what a great idea.
I do remember.
And I thought it was patronizing, too, because most of it was not a great question or a great idea if I am asking ChatGPT anything.
Some people celebrating their first Valentine's as a married couple. Others, their 71st. Look what you have to look forward to, JB. Congratulations to Chuck and Agnes Frew, who renewed their vows in beautiful Bartlett, Illinois over the weekend. They said, sun is still shining on our special day, and ended with the words, we still do, on the year they got married. America welcomed something called McDonald's into the mix, not to mention Disneyland, and the most popular wedding days for 2026, June 6th, August 8th, and October 10th, despite the fact that Valentine's Day was on a Saturday.
Hmm.
It's a little surprising to me.
Well, I'm glad they didn't come down with a man twist.
Yeah, that's not good.
That'll dampen your Valentine's plans, unless you're talking to ChatGPT. Well, the latest victim of the Epstein fallout is Jimmy Fallon's line of pasta sauce. I'm sorry to break it to America. So Jimmy Fallon was working on a line of pasta sauces with music mogul Tommy Mottola, who launched the careers and ultimately married Mariah Carey at one point. They're not together anymore. Well, that former head of Sony Music was in the Epstein files, and that was going to be the business partner that Jimmy Fallon had to launch this pasta sauce. So it's not going to happen. Early reviews, though, were that sauce was initially delightfully airy and light, but then grew horribly annoying and empty. And then the FCC has investigated and now concluded their investigation and ruled on Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show after a congressman urged the FCC to look into it. The FCC found no violations whatsoever, no problematic language. It was either changed completely or bleeped out. The NBC and NFL touted record ratings, and they said there was nothing wrong with the Bad Bunny performance. The Patriots, on the other hand.
92.1 Hank FM. Listen online anytime.